Hi, friends. How the hell are you? Today we're talking about people pleasing. Oh! Anyone else just sort of want to exit the room at the thought of that? Because, yeah, girl, it's a lot. We're diving straight into people pleasing. But first, I do want to say, miss you. Sorry I didn't upload last week. Last week was a tough week for me. It was the 8-year, I hate saying anniversary, of my grandfather's death. And I felt it more this year than I ever have. I felt it more this year than the day he died. I really fucking felt the grief. I felt the loss this year really hard. And I've talked briefly before. When I say briefly, I made a whole probably 45-minute long episode talking about grief and death. But I don't know. I don't remember how deep I got into my own experience with it, but it's really been difficult. I have really been learning to feel again this year, and I've really been allowing my emotions to come back, and I've been remembering things, and I felt the loss a lot. The grief hit me really, really, really hard this year, and honestly, it's still hitting me. I've been crying a lot, and I'm not saying this like pity me. Like, I'm so grateful. As difficult as it is, as overwhelming as it is, like, I cannot tell you how fucked up I felt. I felt like something was so wrong with me for so long because I didn't feel anything. Like, I would think about the day he died. I would think about his death. I would think about the fact that he wasn't here anymore and I didn't feel anything. So it's been so relieving to feel something again. I just wanted to share that. Sorry I wasn't here last week. My appearance, not looking the best. And guess what, babe? Don't give a shit. I don't care. You know why? Because I wanted to get on here and talk to you guys. And I was going to do it regardless, but I just got back from the gym. And here's the thing that no one cares about. When it's beautiful, sunny, gorgeous day out like today, I will be going and sit my ass out by the pool and reading my Kindle. But I have to stop. I've been listening to a lot of Brittany Broski's podcasts and just her in general. And she uses that Southern accent. I can't stop doing it now. So I have to stop, but I won't. Anyway. Yeah, after the gym, I like to go sit out by the pool with my book to catch some rays, get some vitamin D. But obviously I'm not going to shower before I go sweat my ass off at the pool. So I'm sort of in purgatory right now in between the gym and the pool. But I wanted to edit while I was sitting at the pool. So I haven't showered yet after the gym. So you're seeing me post leg day. Next week you can look forward to an episode about how to start taking care of yourself. I don't know exactly what I want to call it yet, but I've been posting a lot on my Instagram stories and just keeping you guys updated with like my fitness journey and checking in every day with my workouts and, you know, talking about nutrition. And I'm not turning into a fitness account whatsoever by any means, but it's a really big part of my life and it's helped me so much mentally. And I just wanted to share the journey with you because that's what my social media is about, is sharing my journey with you. So go follow my Instagram at the Allison LaRue. Same with TikTok. If you want to book a one-on-one call with me, it's like a one-on-one life coaching call almost. That link is in the bio. They're only $50 right now, which is like everyone keeps telling me, girl, you need to charge more for that. I will in the future, but I just want to talk to you guys for right now. So hop on that while you can. Anyway, let's effing talk about people pleasing. I think this is a topic that is heavily avoided because I don't want to say it's triggering. It can be, but it's just like it calls for a lot of accountability. It calls for a lot of self-reflection and it can piss you off. So sorry to break it to you, but I'm probably going to say some things that will piss you off. But hey, babe, sometimes you have to get pissed off to get better. And this is coming from someone who was previously a torrential, treacherous. I don't know what the fuck I'm saying. I was a really bad people pleaser. And that is to be expected from someone who has a lot of childhood trauma. Not just any childhood trauma. So let's get into it. Where does it come from? Oftentimes, people pleasing comes from trauma bonds in childhood. When your caregivers did not care for you correctly, a lot of time people pleasing will develop here. If you were abused, if you were neglected, if you just were not cared for properly, 9 times out of 10, some form of people pleasing will develop here. Why? Because as a child, when we are not receiving something that we need, we think we are the source of that. When we are not receiving something that we need or we want, we think it's because of something that we have done, because that's what we've been conditioned, right? Your parents tell you, no, you're not getting this at the store because you misbehaved, or no, we're not doing this because you did this. As a child, almost everything seems like there's an action and then there's a reaction. You know, whatever happened is a consequence of our actions. So if we aren't getting something that we need or we want, our brains are like, well, obviously it's something you did. So like growing up, if you don't receive the love that you need or the affection or the validation or like the physical needs being met, if you aren't receiving things that you need or want, a lot of the times your brain will be like, well, it's something you did. So how do we counteract that? We start trying to overcompensate. And this is where people pleasing comes in, right? As a child, if you're thinking, I'm not getting my needs met because I didn't do something right, well, let me try to do everything right. Let me try to make sure everything is good for this person. Let me clean the house extra. Let me never say no to them. Let me go above and beyond to try to encourage them to give me what I want, right? In my childhood, and I'm going to dive into, you know, later in the episode, a lot of like what this looked like for me. But one of the big ways this showed up was my grades. I felt like if I get really good grades, that's going to prove to them that they should love me. I deserve love because I'm doing really good in school, and that's what they wanted from me. I think that's why a lot of people tend to avoid taking a look at their people pleasing and working through it, because it's fucking heartbreaking. It is heartbreaking to look back at your life and picture your younger self and realize that your entire life you have been trying to prove to people as to why they should love you. That's heartbreaking, dude. God, it hurts. So a lot of the things that come into when you're working through people pleasing is forgiving yourself and also giving yourself the things that you've been desperately trying to get from other people. So yeah, these trauma bonds, these needs not being met, will cultivate low self-esteem and eventually lead to children trying to overcompensate or please their caregivers in an attempt of getting their needs met. And the really fucked up part with people pleasing is it's one of those trauma responses that really just fucks you up in a lot of different areas. It's not just like, oh, this is how my people pleasing affected me. It's one set thing. I feel that most people will be learning and unlearning the ways that their people pleasing has affected them for the rest of their life. To a certain extent, obviously, like you can really recover from it, almost fully, but it is one of those things where you're constantly just learning. And it has a really, really, really massive effect on us. And I will be, once again, sharing some of the ways that it's affected me personally. But I just need to tell you this. People-pleasing doesn't work. I think Leo Skeppy said this, where it was like, if people-pleasing worked, people would be pleased with you by now. And I was like, damn, bitch, you are so right. You are so right. He did a whole episode on people pleasing. So definitely go listen to that. I think we're going to be touching on some different ideas. But definitely go listen to his episode, because like I really resonated with it a lot. I think it was a couple of months ago. Can't quite remember. But yeah, that's so true. I was like, wow, if people pleasing work, people would be pleased with me by now. That's crazy to think about it. Because like I spent the first 21-ish years of my life people pleasing, and no one was ever pleased with me. So I was like, oh shit. And the thing is, you could give someone everything that you had and more, everything that they've ever asked for, and it still wouldn't be enough for them. And the reason for that is, and this comes back to something that I talk about a lot, is like, we have to fill our own cup. If we are placing our happiness and if we are relying on our needs being met from external sources, our needs will never, ever, ever get met. Because no matter how much someone gives you, if you are not giving everything to yourself, if you are not fulfilled within yourself, you will never feel fulfilled. If you are not happy within yourself, you will never feel happy. It's like how people expect money to fix all of their problems and money to make them happy. If you are not happy on your own, stripped of everything you have, just like content, fulfilled, if you are not able to meet your own needs, no one will be able to do that for you, right? And I think about that a lot with myself. And, you know, I'm a person, I really try to, in situations, put myself in other people's shoes to help me get a better grasp on it. And when I was working through my people pleasing, I was like, it's really wild to think about how, like, I'm trying so hard to please people when I've myself been in a position where people have given me so much, they were giving me things that I thought I needed, but I was so unhappy within myself that it never would have fixed any of my problems. People can give you everything they have and it won't fix your problems unless you do it yourself. So flip that script, right? Think about this in terms of the people you're trying to please. You could give someone everything and it still will never be enough if they aren't enough for themselves, right? And also, sometimes people just don't want what you're giving them. Sometimes you are not the person that's meant to be giving that to them. And this shows up a lot in relationships and, you know, that whole realm where it's like you can give someone everything. You can love them to the best of your ability and it won't be enough for them. But then someone else comes in and loves them differently in a way that in your eyes might not be as good. It might not be the type, like you might think you loved them better, but that's exactly what they needed because it wasn't coming from you. Sometimes people just simply don't need what you're giving, or sometimes they need what you're giving, but they can't accept it from you. And that's important to recognize. But beyond that, regardless of if they need what you're giving from you, it's not your responsibility to fill their cup. It is not your responsibility. Okay. And I'm not saying never give to anybody at all. It is very like life is such a give and take. We're giving and we're receiving. And I'm going to touch on that in a minute. But it's like, if you are giving to people because you are trying to prove something to them, like prove this is why you should love me, this is how much I love you, like this is why you should treat me right. If you're trying to prove something with what you're giving, don't give it to them. Because you're not really giving. And that's the other thing I realized is people pleasing is selfish as fuck. It's doing a disservice to everybody involved. Because here's the thing. People pleasing is one, really fucking yourself over, obviously. But it's also doing a disservice to the other person involved. And we often don't think about that. Because a lot of the times they are taking advantage of you. But most times it's not intentional. For example, I people pleased real bad with my family, and I will get into this a bit more. I'm not sure how in depth I want to go into it, but I was very, very bad at people pleasing with my family, and I could not say no to anything because growing up, I would overcompensate and I would go above and beyond in trying to prove to them, see, I did all of this. I cleaned the whole house. I did everything you asked for me. I did things you didn't even ask for me. Like I'm your emotional support animal. I'm your punching bag. I'm everything you could ever need. You should love me now. I sort of carried that through my entire time living with my family to where I was everything for everyone and I was a shell of a human and I could never say no. And it took me a while to realize that like it still wasn't enough. And beyond that, I was enabling them, right? So for example, there were things that I just like could never, ever, ever say no to. I'm going to give you an example. And I really don't talk about my family that much. And I'm not going to go that in depth with it. But I feel like an example is necessary here. So for example, when I was living at home, it was, you know, my mom, my sister, my niece. And I was always like the babysitter. It was just something that I like, it was just a given. I've babysat my niece since she was born. She's 12 now. Like it was just a given. If anyone needs anything, like, oh, Allison will watch her. Allison will get her off the bus. Allison will take her to school. Like it was a given because I never said no. Like obviously it was a given. And I was so pissed the fuck off at them for that. I resented them so much for that. Because they knew I would do it and they did it anyways, even if it was a disservice to me, even if it was inconvenient to me, they put it on me. And that pissed me off. Even though I had every ability to say, no, I'm not doing this, I didn't. And I did it anyways. So that was the standard for me, right? But by me constantly saying yes and constantly doing things I didn't want to do and doing things I didn't need to do and just taking all of the weight and doing all of the dirty work for everyone else, whether it be babysitting or cleaning or running errands for people or being emotional, like whatever it was, it created this thing where like they were completely unable to figure it out for themselves because they knew I would do it. Anything they needed, they knew Allison will handle it. If I can't figure this out, Allison will do it. If I'm busy and we need a babysitter, Allison will do it. They never developed the ability to figure shit out on their own because they knew they could pass that off to me and like I would handle it. And I was so pissed off at them for a really long time. because I was like, it's not my fucking responsibility. Like, stop. But like, I would say this and then I do it anyways. And we're going to get into like how to stop people pleasing. But I was really enabling them to continue this pattern of like being incapable, essentially. And it wasn't until I put my fucking foot down, and by that I mean moved out, that they had no choice but to figure it out. Here's the thing. By people pleasing, not only are you enabling people, but you're sending some sort of message to them that they're not capable of doing it themselves. And that's really fucked up, right? They are capable. Allow them to do it for themselves because it's necessary for them to grow. And this is why a relationship where one person is a people pleaser and the other person is benefiting from that, it will never go anywhere. Because you are stuck in this toxic cycle of you taking all of the weight for them and you are preventing them from growing while they're also preventing you from growing. But the power is in your hands here, which is really important for you to know because people pleasing can feel so fucking powerless. The power is in your hands. You just have to remove yourself from the situation. Please trust me with that. And if it's like family or a relationship or whatever, I'm not saying you have to cut ties. I'm not saying you have to end it. And I'm going to get into some steps that you can take, but like you have to put your fucking foot down. And, you know, there is hope if you're in a relationship where you're people pleasing and the other person is reliant on that. It will be difficult to work through it. And I'm not going to sit here and say it won't, but like you can work through it, right? But you have to be the one to stop it because they're not going to. Why would they? They are benefiting from you doing this shit. Obviously, they're not going to put a stop to it. And I want you to realize that people are way more capable than you think that they are. I had this like idea in my head my whole fucking life, dude, that the second I left, my family would fall apart. Which, how fucked up is that of me? I underestimated them and their abilities so much because I thought they were relying on me. I thought I was the glue that was holding the family together. I was the mediator. I was the maid. I was the babysitter. I was the nanny. I was the emotional support person. I was everything. But that's because I chose to be. And yes, it was a trauma response. And yes, it was me doing what I thought I had to do to get what I needed. But at the end of the day, they never asked it from me. They never demanded it. And even though, yes, down the line, they were asking things of me, only because that's the standard that I set, right? And that's really, really tough to recognize is like, I did this shit to myself. Yes, it was a trauma response, but like, I sort of put myself in this situation, but it's powerful to know that you can get yourself out of it. Okay, so circling back to what I was talking about, I briefly touched on it about giving and receiving and, you know, giving to people solely because you want them to give it back to you. I read a book, shocker, I read a book probably 2 years ago now called The 7 Spiritual Laws of Success by Deepak Chopra. And in it, one of the laws of success is the law of giving and receiving. If you are someone who constantly feels like you are giving more than you're receiving, or you care more about others than they care about you, I need you to listen to this. I went my entire life thinking that I was always doing more for people than they were doing for me. I cared more about people than they cared about me. I looked out for people more. I thought about people more. I loved people more. I gave people more than they gave me. And it was an excruciating feeling of like, I'm always the one doing more. Why can't people do what I'm doing and just give it back to me? And here's the thing. In this book, The 7 Spiritual Laws of Success, this is what really helped me work through this, is the author mentions that there is no such thing as giving and not receiving. It is literally impossible to put something into the universe and not receive it back. And I read this and I was like, well, you're fucking stupid because I've done that my whole life. There's a couple of things that go into this. One, it is impossible to give without receiving if your intentions of giving are pure. But here's the thing, 9 times out of 10, people pleasers are not giving out of good intentions. They're giving because they want something back. And that is not giving at all. That is an expectation. That is a contract that they're putting you into that you did not sign up for. And that's not fucking fair. And that is something that hit me in the gut when I realized that I'd been doing that my whole life. And I, once again, I know this episode is going to be really hard to hear if you're a people pleaser, but like, please hear me out because I'm telling you myself, these are realizations that I had to come to as well. It is really hard to accept that all the things that you've given, and like, be fucking honest with yourself, babe. Think about the times that you give people things, or you do things for people, or you go out of your way for people, or you tell people things. In the back of your mind, are you secretly expecting or hoping that this encourages them to do it too? I'm going to go out of my way to buy my partner a gift and maybe they'll buy me one back. Or I'm going to tell them how handsome I think they look today and how much I love them and maybe they'll do it back. Or I'm going to throw them a surprise birthday party and maybe they'll do it back. Or I'm going to clean their room and do their laundry for them and maybe they'll do something back. Think about it. You weren't giving. You were doing something as a way to like encourage them to give to you. And that is so selfish and that is not giving. You will start to recognize that you are receiving what you are giving when you are giving with pure intention, simply because you want to give. However, when I say that, you will not always get what you are wanting from the person that you want it from. Sometimes people simply are not capable of giving you what you want, and that's really fucking hard to accept. Even if you are giving, once again, we'll use the example of your partner. Even if you are giving your partner all of these things out of pure intention, simply because you want to give and you really love that, if they aren't giving it back to you, they might not be able to, or that might not be where it's meant to come from. There are no mistakes within the universe, right? Like, you will receive this, but look somewhere else. Don't shut off all of your possibilities of where you can receive these things just because you want it to be from one person. They might not be meant to give it to you. They might not be able to give it to you, right? So if you're giving this thing to this person because you want to receive love, Look elsewhere. Maybe that love that you're getting back is coming in the form of a friend sending you a sweet little text, or your mom calling you, or a stranger paying for your meal. Like, do not shut off the possibilities of where you might be receiving these things that you so desperately want, right? And once again, some people are not capable of giving you the things that you want or need from them. This is why giving just because you want something back from someone is so dangerous and so harmful, because you're sort of like signing someone up for a contract that they did not agree to and you didn't allow them to read the terms and conditions, where it's like, I'm giving you this because I want you to give it back to me. It's like, girl, I didn't sign up for that shit. I don't want it anymore. Don't give it to me if you're just going to give me it because you want something back from me. That's not fucking fair. So, recapping that, give out of good intentions. If you're going to give it to someone, if you're going to give someone something, do it because you want to, not because you want something back from them. And when you catch yourself wanting to give someone things because you want something in return, stop. Don't give it to them and give it to yourself instead. Get to the root of it. Give yourself what you're needing instead. Fulfill yourself instead. That way you can start to work through this shit and have healthy relationships. Because it doesn't feel good when someone gives you something just because they want something back. What I'm about to say is really going to hurt, because it really hurt me to realize, but that's conditional love. When you are giving someone something just because you want something back, that's not you doing it out of love. There's conditions attached to it, and that feels fucking shitty. And a lot of the times, that's what resulted in us being people pleasers, is conditional love. People loving you if you gave them something. Stop fucking doing that. I know you're not doing it intentionally, but impact over intention. This is people pleasing is so toxic. You have to start giving yourself what you've needed from them. Start giving yourself what you need from the people in your life right now, and start giving yourself what you needed when you were a little child, where this problem rooted from, right? For me, the biggest thing was like validation, safety, security. Validating myself that I will keep myself safe. That's what I needed from my parents. Like, will you keep me safe? I needed that validation so bad. I needed security. I needed love. I needed affection. I give myself all the things I desperately needed as a child that I was begging for, that I was screaming for, that I was overgiving in hopes that people would end up giving back to me. Give it to yourself. Give yourself the things that you desperately need from other people. That way you don't get put into a situation where you're overgiving and overcompensating to try to get it. I need you to start taking yourself into consideration, because for most of your life, you've only been considering other people and the needs of other people. And if you're like me, you're probably going to feel like no one has ever considered me. Why doesn't anyone ever take me into consideration? In my experience, there was so much wrapped up into like my people pleasing and my trauma responses and my identity as being a strong person. But a lot of the times when you are a people pleaser, people don't think they need to give you anything. People don't think they need to consider you, because you come across as someone who does it all. They're like, if they're doing it for me, they must be doing it for themselves. Why do I need to consider them? It's not a conscious thought either, but people are way less likely to check in on the strong friend, right? Because they think they have it all together. They don't need to. So you need to start demanding that people take you into consideration. And I want to say this. I know you have felt like for the entirety of your relationship with this person, whether it be your mother or whether it be your partner, that they have never considered you. And I know this has been growing within you for quite some time. I just want you to know that this is going to be very new news to them. Most times, unless someone is like incredibly aware and has done a lot of research into psychology and has been to a lot of therapy, people aren't recognizing, oh, that's a people pleaser. It's just like, oh, this is a very giving person. Like, this is like, they don't know why you have mood swings. They don't know why you get pissed off at them. You might not even either, but like, it's the resentment building in you. And that's the other thing is like, you're sort of dooming your relationships in any form with anyone, because as you people please and as you overgive in an attempt to get what you want from them, you're going to build resentment against them. It's inevitable. There's no way around it, because once again, when you're giving people things, when you want something back, it's like, oh, they never fucking give me anything back. Oh, they always ask me for so much. Oh, they do that. Like, you start to resent them for something that they don't even know that's going on. This is why people pleasing and working through it can get really overwhelming, because there's a lot that goes into it, right? You build resentment because you're overgiving, but they don't know that you're building resentment because you can't communicate, because that's attached to people pleasing, and you're not being able to communicate your feelings because you don't want to put that on other people and you just want to deal with your shit later. It's all wrapped up into one. So where I need you to start is by taking yourself into consideration. Be the person who's doing the things that you've needed other people to do for you, right? One of the biggest things is we want to be considered. We want our feelings to be considered. We want our needs to be considered. So start considering yourself. And I'm not saying you have to go from 0 to 100 of like considering other people and never considering yourself, and only considering yourself and never considering other people, because that's not super realistic. Try to start to meet yourself in the middle here, where you're still considering other people, because you will, as a people pleaser, you're going to think about other people's wants and their needs. However, I need you to start thinking about your own as well. And I will say, you are going to experience some pushback from the people in your life from this, because in their mind, you are suddenly changing. You're not giving them as much anymore. You might not love them as much anymore. Like, all of these things. And I'm going to need you to put on your big girl, big boy, big person pants and communicate with them. Let them know what you're working through, you know? Sit them down. And if this is too much, I understand. And we can work through that. But I will say, like, I highly recommend sitting down with them and being like, and make it about you. Do not put it on them. Because here's the thing, babe, it's not their fucking fault. I know it's hard, but like, they have their own shit as well. And you've just been someone giving, 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 giving. That's not their fault. You made that choice to do that. Sit with them and make it about you, where it's like, I've realized some really interesting things about myself lately, and it affects our relationship, and I want to share it with you, and I don't want you to think this is your fault or me being pissed off at you, but like, I need to be honest with you, because you're going to notice some changes in me, because I have to make changes. And I've noticed I'm a people pleaser. I've noticed I do these things, and this is how some of the ways it affects our relationship. This is how it affects our dynamic, and I can't go on this way anymore if I want to continue to have a healthy relationship with you. And I don't want you to think this is your fault. Like, this is something that has been brewing my entire life, and I'm like hoping you are willing to stick by me as I work through this and know that our relationship will change, but like, I hope you are willing to support me here. Because here's the thing, this is an analogy that I use a lot when talking to people about people pleasing and the pushback that they're going to get. Say you work a minimum wage job, right? It's like a 9-to-5 job, but you're showing up at 8 a.m. to get extra things done, and you're going above and beyond and doing tasks outside of your job description because you want people to think you're a good employee. You want your boss to like you. You want your coworkers to like you. You are doing things that aren't in your job description. You are doing things that you are not getting paid for. You're going above and beyond. And one day you're like, I'm not getting paid for this shit. I'm not doing it anymore. So you cut back and you start showing up at 9 instead of showing up at 8, and you start only doing things that are in your job description, and you stop overdoing things. Your job your boss, your coworkers are going to be like, this bitch is slacking. This bitch isn't doing her job. This bit, like, this, that, the third. When it's like, no, I am finally just doing my job. I've just been overdoing it. When you finally pull back and start to really only do what you need to do and not overdoing it, people are going to think that you're not doing enough anymore because you've been doing too much for so long. You're going to get some pushback, but this is where you need to communicate. I've realized I've been overdoing it because I wanted some sort of validation or recognition or love. I was trying to get my needs met in the wrong way. I should have just communicated that with you, and I'm sorry about that, but moving forward, I cannot continue to overdo it because I am running myself into the fucking ground, right? This is the same thing with the people in your life, with your relationships. When you're overgiving, when you're overdoing it, you create a standard for yourself where people expect this from you. Going back to my example with my family, like, it was expected of me to do everything because I always did. That was a standard I set for myself. No one's going to realize you're doing it because you're trying to get their love and attention unless you straight up fucking tell them, like, I do all these things for you. Please, I do it because I want you to love me. Like, we're not saying that because we're not comfortable communicating our fucking feelings because we're people pleasers, right? So no one in your life knows why you're doing this. They just think you're doing it because you want to. So then it becomes the standard of you. And when you suddenly stop doing these things because you realize it's people pleasing and it's unhealthy, they're going to be like, what the fuck? You're not doing anything anymore. You're not putting in any effort. Do you not love me anymore? And it's like, no, bitch, I just love myself enough finally. You're going to get pushed back. People are going to try to make you feel guilty. Do not feel guilty. Don't feel guilty for taking yourself into consideration. And I want you to communicate this with people. Let them know where you're at. And also, I need you to expect that a lot of times people won't get it. Be ready for yourself to communicate these things and the people in your life not get it. It's hurtful. It's really, really, really hurtful. And be prepared to do what you have to do. With my family, I had to move out completely and completely separate myself from them because I knew I wouldn't have the strength to not keep running back and doing things for them. Because even though I had the strength to recognize this is not something I want anymore, I didn't always have the strength to say no. And this is why you have to know yourself. Like, in the beginning of me working through my people pleasing, I started to say no to my family and they didn't get it and they got really upset with me and they thought, this is like family, this is what you do. Like, no, this is actually toxic and this is unhealthy. They didn't get it. I communicated it with them. They didn't get it. And I'm not calling people stupid, but it does take a certain level of emotional intelligence to grasp this concept. It's a lot, you know, because to some people, this is normal. This is what you do for family. This is what you do in relationships. You overgive. No, bitch, this is what you want from me now because it's been benefiting you for so long. But here's the thing. The people that are meant to be in your life, the people that are healthy, the people that are going to help you grow, will want you to do what you need to do in order to make your life better. A big part of that is their own selfishness because they realize they're losing a lot of what you did for them. Even though it's what's best for you, they don't fucking care. And that's really hard to admit. So there are going to be some people you really need to take a big step back from, especially if you don't trust yourself enough right now to fully set these boundaries, because I didn't. I knew I wouldn't be able to. I tried. I would say no, and I would sob my eyes out because I finally realized, like, no one's considering me. Like, I'm telling you no. I'm telling you I can't do it anymore. I'm showing you my emotions finally, and you're still fucking doing it. It was so painful. And I would say no, and I would say no, and I would say no, and then the whole, like, guilt tripping would come out of, like, okay, fine, I'll do it myself. You don't want to help anymore, all these things. And it was like, okay, I'll do it, you know, until I left. Because I knew I would never get out of that cycle unless I really removed myself from it. So sometimes you just have to remove yourself. And I'm not saying it has to be forever, but, like, you gotta do what you gotta do, babe. Moving away from my family healed me in ways that I can never begin to explain. I worked through my people pleasing. I learned how to communicate. I learned that I was holding so much resentment against them. And it takes a lot of time to work through. And truly, I just apologized to my sister the other day for resenting her for so long. Because there's some things that just, like, I have to apologize for, even though it wasn't my fault and it wasn't her fault and it wasn't affecting her, if I apologized to her or not, but, like, I needed to do it for myself. It also healed my relationship with them in a way that I never would have been able to if I was still there, because I would have continued to be stuck in these toxic cycles with them. And now when I go back, I've grown and I've healed a lot and I've become so much more, I've gotten so much better at sticking to my boundaries being outside of a situation like that, so I can go back now and I'm able to, like, confidently be like, I'm not doing this. This isn't healthy for me. I'm not doing it anymore. It's not so much a no, but like, I don't feel the need to explain myself anymore. And you'll get to that point as well, but it's fucking hard. I'm not going to tell you it's easy. Working through people pleasing is so hard, but babe, it is so necessary if you want healthy relationships. A quote my therapist told me when we were working through my people pleasing a lot about a year and a half ago was, "Who are you outside of who you've had to be for other people?" I had no fucking idea who I was because I was just a mold to anyone who ever needed me. I didn't know what I liked because I didn't do anything I liked. I just did things for other people. All of my character traits were whoever that person needed me to be for them. Like, it was such a struggle. So I've really been learning in the past year and a half who I am. Also, I will say it is a really good way to start to like weed through the people in your life, because you will never be good enough for people when you are trying to mold yourself into who you think they want you to be. It is only when you stop doing that shit and actually figure out who you are and start being yourself and not being who other people want or need you to be that you will start to attract the people in your life who are actually meant to be there, because they're seeing you for you, not for some facade you've put on. Feeling the need to fix other people's problems is not only people pleasing, but it's also codependency, and the two go really hand in hand a lot. Like, that's a whole other thing. I'll make a whole other thing on codependency. But people pleasing and codependency go really hand in hand, and feeling like you always have to be everything for everyone is both. Feeling like you have to fix their problem.
Lack of boundaries is often rooted in people pleasing. And now I want to get into some of the ways that I people please, and also some other common ways that I've seen it happen. So one of the biggest ways that I people please that I really, really, really have been working through in the past like 2 years, it was just like sucking it up and doing what needed to be done, doing what others needed from me, and then dealing with my feelings later. So like, back to the situation with my family. I very quickly learned like arguing with my family members was getting me nowhere. I stopped trying to prove my point at a very young age. I stopped trying to get them to understand me. I just stopped because I realized it would never get me anywhere. And a lot of the times if we were having a disagreement, I would have to put my feelings to the side and console her or console them, because it would come into, I'm the worst person in the world. And I was like, oh, whatever, I'll deal with my feelings later. Or like, when I was doing things I didn't want to do because they needed me to do them, I'd be so upset, but it was like, whatever, deal with it, suck it up and deal with your feelings later. Because it was always easier. It was easier to just say yes and do what they needed from me and deal with my emotions later, rather than say no, have to deal with the consequences of that, have to deal with their backlash, having to deal with them treating me like shit, which would also fuck up my emotions, because my sense of self, my self-esteem was rooted in how they viewed me. It was such an attack on my self-esteem, because everything that I was, my validation came from what I was able to give them. So if I stopped giving them something, they didn't give me the validation I need. Side note, they never gave me the validation I needed, but still, it was better to have them be neutral and just like consistent with not giving me shit, rather than them like go backwards and start to like insult me and degrade me and, oh, you are such a, like, you know what I mean? It's one of those things where it's like, I'll deal with my feelings later, rather than having to say no, deal with your shit, deal with my feelings that come from this shit, and then my feelings from all of it. Like, it was just too much, so I would suck it up, deal with my feelings later. And I would never communicate my feelings either, because growing up, it was like, if I communicated my feelings, it became a fight. And not only did then I still have my feelings, I had my feelings from the fight, and I had to console the other person. So I got very good at shutting the fuck up, not letting anyone know how I ever felt, and then just dealing with my feelings on my own. And that is not healthy. That will not work if you're trying to have healthy relationships as an adult, because you have to fucking communicate. Being a yes man, I mentioned this earlier, I never said no to anybody. I always said yes. I always did things, even if I didn't want to, because I thought I had to. Lack of boundaries. Once again, I would let people walk all over me. I would let people hurt me, and I never did shit about it because I thought I didn't deserve it. And here's the thing. People pleasing, it never stops there. It always leads into other things. Here's some of the things that it led into for me. Never communicating my feelings or expressing my needs, bottling up my feelings, thinking I had to deal with it on my own. Lack of boundaries, overgiving, feeling like I had to prove my worth to people. Hyper independence, feeling like I had to do everything on my own, never being able to ask for help, not knowing who I was because I became whoever people needed me to be, resenting people. It led to so much shit. But I want to tell you this, recovering from people pleasing, once again, is crucial to having healthy relationships. Please try to recognize the way that it affects you and just start with taking yourself into consideration. Start with recognizing, what is it that I need from people so badly? What is it that I want from people so badly? How am I going out of my way to try to prove that I deserve this from them? Start giving yourself what you need. Consider yourself. Just start there. Consider yourself. What is it that I need? How am I doing this? Start thinking about it. You know, it's not going to change overnight. It's taken me about 2 years to get to the point where I'm very confident, like I'm saying I'm not a people pleaser anymore. I still like have things that I realize, that's interesting, but like, it takes time. You have to stop the cycle, because look back at your family. There's probably a lot of people pleasing there. My mother, as much as I people please her, she does the same fucking thing to people in her life. You know, don't continue the cycle. Stop it. You deserve healthy love, like I always say. So stop fucking people pleasing.
Okay. I'm sorry if that was harsh, but also no, I'm not. You needed to hear it. If you didn't need to hear it, you wouldn't be listening to this. I really do love you. I'm proud of you for even listening to this. It's hard, but you can do it. I promise you. If you want to talk one-on-one with me about it, book a call with me. I believe in you. Please believe in yourself. You're more capable than you think you are. The people in your life are more capable than you think they are. They will not fall apart when you stop giving them things. I promise you. If they stop loving you when you stop giving them things and when you stop people pleasing, they are meant for you to begin with, right? You deserve to be loved and wanted and appreciated for who you are, not for who you are for them or what you can give them. So if they stop loving you or giving you the things that you want and need because you stop people pleasing, then they're not fucking meant for you anyways. I love you, friend. You got this. I believe in you. Giving you a kiss on the forehead if you want it. If not, move your forehead. Mwah. Okay? I love you, friends. You deserve healthy love. I'll see you in the next one.